This still has a little bit of leg, guys. I think I could squeeze out one more podcast out of this one. I have to. I mean, I'm so excited today. I got up, man, and I had a regular shitty day as usual, right? And but I'm there, you know, looking at through social media, and then I see this little black guy, man. The guy's just jamming to that music, right? You listening to it? Yeah, nigga. And he just got me excited. That's how I felt, man. I was watching this little guy, little jungle monkey, right? That's doing the jigaboo, right? I can say that. You can't say it. Man, he's dancing. I'm like, man, that's how I feel inside. MVP didn't win. No matter how many checks he shows, no matter what things he says to keep things rolling, at the end, we all know he flopped. He choked. He couldn't handle it. He was Georgia last night, right? I mean, that's essentially what it came down to. He couldn't hold it. And you guys say, man, come on, man, no, let it go. Carter's like, man, what the fuck? Are you still doing podcasting on this shit? It's like, my season's over. I lost money, right? But you don't understand. This guy would have laid it on me for the next 7 months. You have no understanding of this. See, you guys just walk away from this. You guys go back to the wives. You guys just go away and do whatever the fuck you do, right? But no, not MVP. He would have been like, yeah, man. Would have had like 5 different group chats going. You know, that's the way he is. So I got to lay it on him. But yeah, we had the football playoffs going on, the real football playoffs. And a couple of notes that I wanted to talk about there. Well, if I wanted to start off with that Jaguars-Bills game, man, that was the big thing. It was the shittiest game of them all. It was one of the things to marvel at with the fan base, man. They're strong, man. You go to Bar2 Sports, which is like an Instagram account, and they're showing, man, that Bills Mafia is something else, man. They're thirsting for some blood. When was the last time they went over there, Matty? What, with Doug Flutie and Rob Johnson scenario when they had Wade Phillips? That was the last time, right? Because, yeah, I mean, they should have had a Super Bowl championship, man. Scott Norwood did you guys in. Man, I know you never let that one go. That's like Bill Buckner. But, yeah, I mean, they came back into it. They got a little help, and they made it. But, man, does your boy suck or what? Tyrod Taylor, holy fucking shit. No wonder he was a backup. There's no fucking miracle going to help that guy. Gosh, he was just throwing bad throw after bad throw. It was like watching two bad college quarterbacks. And then Blake Bortles was doing his shitty impersonation of Steve Young, just running all around, right? I mean, it was just fucking horrible. The Bills just looked like they needed just an adequate quarterback. If they just had Alex Smith, they would have had a chance. That's the thing that I took from that. I was just saying to myself, man, what the fuck is wrong with this offense? The guy couldn't. No wonder Charles Clay gets all the fucking targets. He can't throw anything past 15 yards. I mean, there were guys that were wide the fuck open, like layups. Just throw it within the vicinity. And he couldn't fucking do that. I was like, holy fucking shit. I see why the coach took a gamble on, what is it, Peterman, that guy? I see why he took the gamble. Oh, my God. Holy fucking mother of God. But that was a really ugly game, though, man. But believe it or not, it's the only one I watched full time, the whole game. Then the other ones I watched. Which one was it? The Rams and the Falcons. That was really weird to see the Rams, though. The way they just toned it down a little bit. I mean, they were just running on all cylinders. And all of a sudden, you just look at them and like, man, what happened here? You know? Like, they just, number 10, special teams. He fumbled the ball twice. He looked like he wasn't ready. Reminded me of Parcells. Back in the day, I remember, you know, I love Parcells. I think he's a great coach. He just instilled that fear. And I remember one of the things that he talked about was, don't be that guy. You know, when you're in that game, don't be that guy that fucks up, that makes that big fuck up play. And number 10 was sure making them left and right. But my favorite game of them all, honestly, was the Tennessee Chiefs. Holy shit, man. What the fuck was that all about, huh? I mean, you had Mariota looking like shit the first half. You just thought they were going to run all over it, meaning the Chiefs. They're just going to run away with it. And then next thing you know, Kelsey goes down and the tables turn. Then Mariota gives himself, what, like a bunch of fantasy points, if there were any. How many points would that have been? If he were throwing the ball, then Revis deflects it back to him. He runs it in for a touchdown. Holy shit, dude. I mean, that's a completion plus a run after the catch plus a touchdown plus the pass. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know math, but I don't know it that well. But that was a very good game, though. I liked it, and it just showed Andy Reid just failing again. But for you guys in Kansas City, for any fans out there, it was better than what you had before. So you're now a perennial playoff team, and I think at this stage they just got to blow it up. Meaning with Alex Smith, they got to just go a different direction. I think they got a lot of picks for that backup. They went ahead and drafted him in the first round. Mahomes? I don't even know. Mahomes? I don't know his name. But I know I remember in the draft, they got some picks for that guy. I was like, oh, okay, he must be the real deal. He must be, like Burke would say, draft prospect, end quote. But that was a crazy game because you just saw the shitty tackling. Like, those cornerbacks didn't want nothing to do with tackling, man. And then when they were running that option, it's like Revis and Peters, they're fucking horrible at tackling, dude. Those guys, like I said, they don't want to have any dirty jerseys after the game. It's playoff football, man. It's like you got to win and move on. And those guys didn't care. They're like, oh, I got to get ready for next season. It's not going to be here. So really weird, man. That was something that I found fascinating, the turn of events. And then we saw the coming out of Henry, the running back for Alabama. What a big boy, huh? He's like probably 6'5". Holy fuck, 250 pounds full of muscle. You know, usually those big boys, they're like LeGarrette Blount. You know, a little bit heavy. This guy is all fucking diesel fuel, man. Oh, by the way, Diesel, where's my money, man? I need my money or my belt. Give me one of those because I got the championship and the other one, motherfucker. So, but that was probably the best game that we had. And then shifting over to Sunday, we had, what do we have? The Panthers and the New Orleans Saints. Now, you saw Drew Brees. He's magical, man. That guy, that's watching a really good QB in play. I mean, the throws that he was making, it was amazing because he just threw them only where his receiver could get it. Like where Tyrod Taylor, there were so many plays that I'm scratching my head like, holy fuck, dude, do you know what you're doing? And I'm only a fan. I've never played, obviously, not even at that level. But you're watching this. It's like, why can't other quarterbacks make that throw? Why can't you even think twice about doing it? And it just didn't resonate with Tyrod Taylor. But, yeah, Drew Brees, man, you see the beauty of a quarterback play. And I think that was something that was in full display in New Orleans. That's where he's most comfortable at. Gosh, if that guy could play all dome games, he's something different. And that's why I always pick him in fantasy because you're good for five or six games at home where he's just going to give you 20 to 30 points, 40 on a good night. And that was something that he put that team on his shoulders. And he seems to be going to Michael Thomas quite a bit. That running back combo, Kamara, you know, me and Atrium were talking about it. He may be a first rounder just because he gets a lot of touches in that passing game. He's a good runner after the catch. So it's going to be interesting, the draft coming up next year. I mean, I'm already getting ahead of myself, but I think it's going to be running back heavy. We got a lot, but it's going to be quality. People are going to go for it. But, yeah, but that game, it was just interesting because for the Panthers side, they lost. Then they go ahead and fire their offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach. Now, this is the same, if I'm not mistaken, this is the same quarterback's coach or offensive coordinator, I should say, that has been with Cam Newton since day one. This is the one that's got him all those rushing touchdowns, went ahead and got him that MVP. And for some reason, you know, Riverboat Ron decided to go, I'm not going to go there. All right. I don't get that. I mean, when the Panthers give you 26 points on the road and New Orleans scores 33, I don't think you could blame that on the offense. McCaffrey came through, looked really sharp. Really great route runner, man. He looks like he has his footwork, has great breakaway speed. It was really good to see him. But they don't have any receivers. You know, Carolina doesn't have Kelvin Benjamin anymore. And they were missing Ted Ginn Jr. It definitely looked like it. He showed a little bit of himself in that game. He had that one play where he broke out from that tackle and ran to the house. So I thought overall it was a good weekend What else are we looking at? We looked at the Patriots. No, the Patriots had a bye. I'm talking about the Saints won. You had the Titans won. The Jags won. Then you had the ugly Falcons game. I mean, that was again, it wasn't exciting. Like I mentioned earlier, that guy was choking up. So, but it's going to be interesting with the matchups because I think what's happening, you got to give the advantage to the traveling team. And I believe New Orleans is going to Minnesota. And that's not an outdoor game. That's not over at the frozen tundra. So now you're giving Drew Brees an equal playing field. And as far as him being on the road, it doesn't matter. The guy's a Super Bowl champ, and he's comfortable in that element. So we'll see. We'll see what the game brings. But I'm heavily favoring New Orleans on that one, believe it or not, just because we saw this past week New Orleans, not New Orleans, but St. Louis or L.A. I keep fucking up the city names. But L.A. Rams, they didn't show up at home. You could tell that some of those guys were not producing or whatever the case was. They always talk about that playoff experience, and for some reason, it showed out there very clearly. And the Falcons were all business after that 28-3. They were like, fuck this. We just want to stumble into the playoffs, and we'll fucking figure it out from there. And sure enough, they did. And they're going to have Philly at Philly, but I mean, they don't have Carson Wentz, the reason they're in the playoffs. And they're going to have Nick Foles. They had Nick Foles. I read this. They had him fucking watching video of his old self. like picking him up mentally. Like, you kidding me? That's not going to help. It's a different offense, different scheme, different players. Hello? I mean, you can't try to turn back that clock of Nick Foles. You just got to work with what you got. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be enough because, again, the Falcons, I think they're out to prove something. I think they want to get back and see the Patriots again. So I look forward to that matchup because I think, again, both of those teams are going to win on the road. And then conversely, on the other side, you're going to have Pittsburgh hosting Jacksonville, and that's going to be a rematch. That was the game that turned the tide for the Pittsburgh Steelers because that was, and especially in fantasy football, because that's when really Big Ben stunk it up. And the Jaguars defense came through and really showed that they were ready for prime time. Kudos to Tom Coughlin. I mean, just think about that. They went ahead and injected him into the organization a year later. And voila, here they are hosting a home game. And now they're going on the road. And this is very interesting to see, man. So, I mean, it just tells you how one person can make a difference in an organization. It's all about culture. And what else can we say conversely with the Patriots now, you know, hosting the Titans? And we all know they don't have a chance, the Titans anyway. I mean, if Mariota's going to play that shitty, it's not going to happen, you know, because if they're going to start doing that option, I remember when teams were running that shit, Belichick just fucking laid wood. He said those guys, look, I'll never forget that when they played the Broncos and they were running that option because they went ahead and changed the offense for Tebow, right, when they had that miracle run, 10-6, made the playoffs. And I remember those options there. Those guys are penetrating and just laying it on the quarterback. They were just treating him like a running back. And that play option was done. So I see something like that happening with Bill Belichick. And I think it's disappointing that the media, it seems like every time the playoffs get going and the Patriots are about to play, you have some juicy gossip that people want to stir. And I think it's a little bit bad because now the news, you know, I'm getting off on a political talk here, but it hasn't become news. It just becomes more sensationalized news. Like, I think people are looking for just the gossip that goes with it, like TMZ version of it. And that's what sports has become a little bit because you had that article that came out talking about staff members, anonymous sources, not addressing themselves and talking shit about the dynamics behind the scenes. And obviously, there's always three sides to a story. You have person A's point of view, you have person B's point of view, and then you have the truth. So we don't know the truth. That was one version of it. Sure, I mean, I'm sure we could all see how Tom Brady can be a little bit intense, but I don't think that he is that crazy or that demanding. I don't think so. Yeah, sure, things are. With any good dynasty, if you ever notice it, when we're talking about in basketball in particular, when you have a dynasty, what happens is those egos get in there, whether it's between player and coach or whether it's between management and the team down in the trenches. It seems that at some point, an ego gets in the way of the bigger goal. And for the Patriots, it's winning six. It's fucking winning six championships, which is unbelievable. Okay, to catch up, to have that many, to have that type of dominance. And for this report to come out, I think part of it is haterade. There's some bias going on. Maybe wanting to see something bad about the best team in the NFL, which I think they are. Year in and year out, as long as Tom Brady's there, they always have a shot. So you could just switch those coordinators, everything. It doesn't matter. Belichick's there. He'll find some people. Brady's there. I think he has, he has probably at least two or three more years in him. So, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know what Mariota's going to do, but they have no fucking chance. It was a good try, though. Thanks for playing. And we're eventually going to, but the Jacksonville-Pittsburgh one, that's one that you don't know how that's going to turn out, especially with the weather and the elements because, oh my gosh, you know, Blake Bortles, he sucks, man. But if they pound that running ball, that running game, right, they do go ahead and get Fournette in there, Ivory, they can make it exciting. And then with that defense, man, that front four, fuck. The Bills got a taste of that, huh, Matty? Woo! But, yeah, it was a good football. And I'm hoping that the next few weeks that come about are just as exciting. And that's it, guys. I mean, I just had a rant about the football weekend, NFL. You know, I don't talk about college football. I didn't even stay up. I went over to see my man, A-Train. That guy is the only guy that invites me, you know. You guys are all fucks. I'm always complaining. You damn right. You damn right. Went over and had some beers, you know. I'm you know, the new year, everyone talks about dieting and shit. I haven't even done any of that. I'm having right now a fucking stuffed cookie. You know, one of those cookies you get at the mall that's stuffed in the middle with fucking icing. That's what I have right now with some milk. I had a tub of ice cream. I'm fucking becoming a fat fuck. And I love it. Nothing wrong with it. And I'll get on the ball soon. I know me. I'll get fucking serious. And then I'll start having the salads all over again. But I'm blaming it on the winner's dinner. When I had with Donnie. That fuck. Watching me eat wings. And he's, you know, they're marveling at the way I eat the wings. It's like, what the fuck? I'm a big guy. Fuck. But, yeah, man. I'm fucking dancing. Yeah! MVP didn't win! MVP didn't win!